time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
Oh, that's right. It's time for the man himself. Mr. Stu Wright is in studio, along with Billy Campbell with Primary Residential Mortgage. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi.
And so, Billy, are you familiar with BMWs?
I am.
Do you like them? Does your wife have one?
She does not.
Okay.
I did have one when I was in the military in Germany, so I got experience there, and it was a little rocket. Fast little car.
Was that part of your sign-on bonus? Hey, listen, join the military, get over here and drive a BMW?
I was stationed in Germany. It was like buying a Chevy over
there. I suppose. They're all over the place. Yeah. here's a 2022 BMW X3 X-Drive 3.0i SUV. Tanzanite blue paint with Canberra beige perforated leather seating for five, heated front passenger and driver's seats. Stu, this is a, you like this car?
Yeah, I do. That's a pretty color, isn't it?
It
is. Tanzanite blue, that's called.
It is a pretty color.
And that real light beige interior.
Yeah.
Weighs
a little over 4,000 pounds, 185 inches long, has a 113-inch wheelbase, 28.7 cubic feet of cargo space with the seats erect, and 62.7 with flat. That's a lot of room.
Yeah, it's big in there. It's kind of amazing. It's not a three-row. It's got two rows of seating, but quite a bit of cargo space.
19-inch alloy wheels, P245 50R19 Michelins all seasons. And, of course, with the BMW, it's probably going to have all the high-tech stuff.
Yeah,
in there,
it's pretty a lot of technology in there. Digital dash right in front of the steering wheel. That's kind of cool. Mm. And then you can use gestures to change. Like on the way out here, I wanted to mute the radio. You just kind of wave your hand in front of it with two fingers.
Hmm. What do you do? What does the car do when you just raise one finger?
I didn't test it. I was afraid of going...
I wanted to say it, but I was like, is that okay?
Yeah, boink. how big is that infotainment screen?
12.3.
Wow, that's pretty big.
Well, I think I got a typo on this piece of paper. It says 10. It's bigger than that. It's like a Lexus.
Very nice. Well, we got a tape
measure. Of course, a BMW. It's supposed to be like a Lexus.
We're going to go out and see how far off you're on this. So Billy and myself and... Stu, we're going to go out and take a look at this car and then come back and talk about it some more. We're going to play some music. How about a little Carl Perkins with his number two hit when he hit the charts with Blue Suede Shoes right here on Pirate.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show.
Pirate by Connie Francis right here on Pirate 104.7 FM. Good morning. It is Wednesday, May 25th, and 28 minutes now after the hour of 7 o'clock. Stu Wright is in. And Billy Campbell is here from Primary Residential Mortgage, our time check sponsor. So, Stu, we went out, and Billy, we went out and looked at that that X3. Pretty nice vehicle. What did you think of the color?
I love the color.
Yeah.
That's really good color.
Yeah.
I don't think George liked the beige interior that much.
Well, I had a Buick Verano that I liked. It's white. I'm kind of a white car guy. And this car had the light beige interior with the... with dark brown. I mean, the color combination is beautiful, but that light beige gets dirty quick. Yeah, so you're always wiping.
Gotta clean it up every week.
Yeah.
Yep.
But having said that,
I think I'd like something a little darker in there too. But
yeah, but it was pretty. And did you think the
stunning
seats were comfortable?
First thing I noticed was the leather. Was the seats felt really good? Yeah. Like soft, sticky.
You got those thigh things to at the bottom of the seat. You can pull it out there, kind of give your calves a little relief on the highway.
Mm, very nice. So tell us about the power plant that's in this thing.
It's a little four-cylinder turbo. It's peppy, 2-liter, 248 horsepower.
Okay.
258 pound-feet of torque, and it goes 130 miles an hour, as I understand it.
Oh, you haven't...
No, I've got a fraction of that so far out on the highway, but not the full 130. So, and the gas mileage is 28 on the road in a huge tank. Hmm. When this thing showed up, said on the dashboard, I had 480 miles of driving that I could use. So it's 17.2 gallons. I kind of like that. You can go well over 500 miles on a tank of gas.
And with this, a 3-liter, this is probably a 6-cylinder?
Nope, it's a 4.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm surprised that the fuel economy is so low.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of heavy. You noticed it's over 2 tons, and it's an SUV. It's not an automobile, so.
Yeah. I guess I'm just
You
really...
think 28's low?
Well,
I didn't expect to see 30.
When I compare it to my Terrain, I think my Terrain's 34.
Oh.
Or 32.
Well, it's anyway. A little lighter car, a littler
probably
car.
Probably so. Yeah.
But you got kind of a point there.
Yeah. So list price on this bad boy is?
$51,390.
So if payments on that, weekly payments are only $212.
Yeah, I'd be darned.
Per week. If you go for the full month, it's $923.
Need to pay cash if you're driving a BMW.
I guess.
Here I go again.
Is it for sale? Because Billy's thinking about maybe...
I can't find anybody to notify me if it's for sale from BMW. It's got 6,000 miles on it, and they let the press drive it around until it's 15,000 miles. That's not me. No. A lot of press people.
Of course.
It's going to be handed off next week to somebody else. But I'm enjoying it while I got it.
Well, you
enjoying
did
the test.
Well, you did a good job. Is this going to be on your...
YesStuWright.com.
And when are you going to put this up there for people to listen to?
Oh, first of the week, probably. Sure. Memorial Day. I'll fiddle around with it. I got to get some nice photos of it.
Okay. Well, Stu, thank you so much for coming in and bringing the car in.
Yeah. Thanks, George.
Appreciate it.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 353-3401.